Chicago has Lollapalooza. The California desert has Coachella. And dozens of other U.S. cities, including Columbus and Cincinnati, have signature festivals with the biggest names in music, but not the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A fledgling music festival this weekend is attempting to fill that void. In this week's Shuffle, I'm joined by Cleveland Scene music writer Jeff Neisel. Jeff, why doesn't Cleveland have a major music festival?
Well, we used to have one in Cleveland. This was before my time, but there was the World Series of Rock that used to take place at the stadium. It ended in 1980. So it was like late 70s up until 1980. Fleetwood Mac and all these huge bands would play there. And I don't know why it ended, if it was the end of the stadium rock era or if there are too many injuries. Cleveland Clinic would set up a booth just to treat people. So I don't know what the details were about why it transitioned or ended or what happened to that.
Well, that brings us to Laurel Live, which is happening this weekend, and it touts itself as Cleveland's music festival. It's in its second year, and it's put on by Elevation Group, which is a promotional company that's based here in Northeast Ohio. Jeff, you and I both went to this last year in its first year, and it's actually in Geauga County on the sprawling campus of Laurel School. What did you think about it last year, first of all?
Well, it's a beautiful location. It's a little bit of a haul to get out there. Like I referred to as the Far East. and there's no parking at the site itself, absolutely zero. So you do have to go to a remote location and take a shuttle. Mm-hmm. I will say the shuttle buses ran pretty efficiently last year. I don't remember waiting for very long to get on a bus to go there or to get on a bus to come back. And once you get out there, it's a pretty nice setting for a festival too. Not really Cleveland, but it is a nice setting for a festival.
So Laurel Live did say last year it drew about 11,000 people. That's over 2 days. This year they're expecting about 15,000. Headliners include Gary Clark Jr., The Head and the Heart, Young the Giant. Do you think that this can be Cleveland's music festival? Is this something to build on for the future?
I think it's a pretty decent lineup, and they are popular bands as well. The people at Elevation Group are really committed to using local people and promoting the area and the region and doing things locally, and they don't have the kind of concerns of like a larger national corporation, you know? I just don't know if that location is going to turn it into the festival that we all want and need, you know, because it's not filling downtown hotels. It's not bringing people to downtown restaurants and bars in the way that something like Lollapalooza is.
Lollapalooza happens in the center of Chicago, brings in,
it does,
I would imagine, millions of dollars for the city.
It does, yeah. And even though they trash the park, they have enough money to rebuild it once it's over.
Do you think this would be a time to get into the festival business? I mean, when we have so many big festivals that are just growing and massive every year, headlining by Metallica and 135,000 people, maybe we're a little too late to this game.
That's the way I often tell people I feel like the festival ship has sailed already. Because if you do look even in the region, I think Bunbury maybe goes back 5 years, but Rock on the Range goes back 10, and Nelsonville goes back quite a ways too. So I feel like a lot of these festivals have been going strong for a few years now, and I don't know that, I think we might be a little late to the game.
Well, the good news is we're not short on concerts. I mean, this summer concert calendar in Northeast Ohio is huge this year.
Right, yeah. I mean, even Laurel Live is taking place the same weekend as Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers are playing at the Q. So there's quite a bit going on this particular weekend.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining me.
Okay, no problem.
That's Cleveland Scene music writer Jeff Neisel. And we're hearing a little bit of blues rocker Gary Clark Jr., one of 30 bands playing Laurel Live this weekend. Shuffle is our weekly look at Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.